out on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network on this Hump Day Wednesday, February 7th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Joining us on the line right now is Hima Kola Negridi. She is a candidate running for the National Committee Woman position from the state of Michigan for the RNC. Good morning, Hima. How are you?
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. We got a great show going today. I teed you up with the audience earlier, told them you were going to be on the show. Give us your short life bio. Who is Hima, and exactly where have you come from to the Republican Party running for National Committee Woman here in the state of Michigan?
Thank you, Randy. My name is Hima Kola Negridi. I live in Northville, Michigan. I am the current 6th District Chair. 6th District is Novi, Northville, Plymouth, Canton, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Goseal, and you know all of that area.
Sure.
I am a legal immigrant from India, and I was born in an Orthodox Hindu family. I accepted Christ at the age of 16, and I was disowned by my own family and everybody in the society. But that helped me cling on to Jesus more than I would have ever done before, because I wasn't very spiritual before that. Yep, scriptures came to life in my personal life because I saw my mother and father forsook me, but God did not. So that helped me in my life to know that when everything fails, God is still there. It just shaped my personality. I came to U.S. in 1999 and fell in love with this country, especially the freedom to worship the God that I believed in.
Yep.
And I also had an opportunity to pursue the American dream. I graduated with an MBA in HR and finance, and I started a company, a staffing firm, catering to the needs of Fortune 1000 companies and in 2012. And currently, my company had the distinction of being awarded fastest 50 women-owned companies in America 3 years in the past 4 years in a row. And yeah, I have about 700 employees. That's the business background. I became a citizen in 2015, and I started paying attention to politics to see which party I belong to. And the Republican Party message came from President Trump, and who can do justice more than President Trump, right? And then I immediately got hooked onto him, and I'm like, wow, I really love this person. And I voted for him in 2016, and I immediately wanted to do more, and I became a precinct delegate. I started working at grassroots level with Murray and Sheridan, and I got deployed at the TCF Center in 2020, where I witnessed the fraud, because that was a shocker for me, because coming from India, I never thought anything could go wrong in America, that everything is perfect, until I saw what was happening, and I just could not believe myself. And I testified about the election fraud in front of the House Oversight Committee, sitting next to Mr. Giuliani. And that video went viral, but that also put me in a lot of trouble because my personal life was threatened. My address was posted online and I was doxxed. And my business, which had a 5-star rating on Google, was brought down to 1-star. But with all that experience, the one thing I realized is whatever I did or said really ticked these people off. In fact, there are some people who even email my clients asking them to cancel my contracts because I was a white supremacist.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, I just said, okay, I'm going to double down on my stance. I did see the fraud, and I am going to stand for what I saw, and I'm not going to back down, and I'm going to show these people what a brown-faced white supremacist could do. And I then ran for Congress against Debbie Dingell, which if you can understand, the Dingells have held the seat for 92 years.
Yep.
But then I did give her a run for her money, and I did work pretty hard, got a lot of ethnic population to actually start paying attention to politics for the first time because of all the connections that I've had. And then I became the chair for the 6th District, and I've been pretty active, especially with the ethnic outreach, because I feel like we need to expand our base.
Yes, we do. We need to do that. And Hima, unfortunately, we're up against a hard break. Mm-hmm. Can you stay over through the break with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Again, we're speaking with Hima Kulanagridi. She is running for RNC National Committee Woman on March 2nd at the State Caucus Convention. We'll be right back.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Staying on through the break is Hima Kulanagridi. She's running for RNC committee woman, national committee woman from the state of Michigan. And I got a couple of text messages during the break, Hima, if I could run these by you real quick.
Sure.
Okay. since she ran against Debbie Dingell and did quite well, they looked up your numbers and pretty surprised how much vote you got against the Dingell clan, I call them. You obviously wouldn't have a problem serving in Washington, D.C. as a congresswoman. The first question is, why would you not want to run against Rashida Tlaib? You don't have to live in the district to run against her, Congress. You don't have to live in the district to do it. With your ethnic background and your ability to obviously communicate, being a strong businesswoman, having this great business that you have, why would you not want to run against Rashida Tlaib this year?
Because last year there were people that, pretty good people that ran against her, including one of the, Hassan Nimi also ran against her. The thing I realized is these kind of races cannot be done in 2 years. You can't really perform a miracle in 2 years. You have to be very strategic. Like what I'm doing in my district right now is we are focusing on state House and state Senate seats. So if we can chip away from their majority, every election cycle and take away their stronghold, then capturing them could be easy. But if we just focus on 2 year cycles and trying to take them down without a long-term plan, I don't think we can get there. My district is not as blue. I mean, it is still like about plus 35% blue, but not as bad as Rashida's, which is 52% blue.
Right.
I feel like Republican Party needs to have a long-term vision. We cannot live in two-year cycle. We cannot be doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. So when I became the chair, this is my thing that I keep telling everybody, that although we are a district committee, we should be focusing on a congressional race. We are very involved in the local races because we realize that we have to chip away from their majority in order to be able to take the congressional district.
Gotcha. So for this year, obviously you're focused as a 6th congressional district committee. You're focused on, of course, the president race and the U.S. Senate race. And also then you're saying state representatives, state senators aren't on the ballot this year. So you're working really hard to hopefully get back the majority in the House in Republican control for this year. Is that an accurate statement?
That is correct. Like, although I have my own race right now, I am very busy helping Josh Powell in the House District 25 seat, which has a special election on April 16th, because I realized that if we can have a power share at Lansing, we can stop the madness. So that is my long-term vision, where I'm telling people that we need to focus, have like a vision. You know, right now, this House seat is very important so we can stop the madness in Lansing.
But on that point, if I may interject, the 25th, that's the seat for Kevin Coleman down in Westland area, correct?
That is correct.
Now, one thing I'm hearing from my grassroots contacts across the state of Michigan is the 13th, Lori Stone's seat there in Warren, where she became the mayor of Warren, that is potentially more reddish, kind of purplish color than Westland, and that there's a good, really good chance that the Republican may win that seat and give us the 55-55 power sharing you're referring to. Really don't see a path to victory in the 25th. Could you be helping the 13th district, even though it's outside of your district, and which is maybe a more winnable race?
I could see that the way I can help is more like financially, which I do for every person that reaches out to me. I am going to reach out to Cheryl and ask her if she needs any other help from our committee.
Yes.
This is what we need to stop doing. We cannot be territorial. We live in the same state, and getting one seat is going to impact all of us. So we need to be very clear-eyed about our focus. I see this territorial nature is not helping us. We should be able to work with everybody.
Absolutely. Well, I'm supporting the 13th candidate. I'm actually going down and going to be speaking at one of their events to help raise money to get the door knockers out, the signs up, and to flip, hopefully, those independents. Because the way I see the state, 30% hardcore Republican. You got an R behind your name, 30% of the people are going to vote for the Republican, 30% Democrat. It's the 40%, I believe, the independents in the middle, that maybe they hate the Republicans just as much as they hate the Democrats. They always look at the candidates themselves. Those are the people I want to reach out to, because honestly, I kind of fall into that camp. That's where I'm at. So my question is, do you think this is a winnable race if we reach the independents, especially in the 13th district?
Definitely. So I ask all your viewers to go to my site, hima4rnc.com, because that is where I lay out the vision, saying that RNC needs to do more to reach out to these people. And the last I checked, they've done nothing. And we need to hold these people accountable for not doing anything to expand our base. We keep pandering to the same people that already vote Republican. How are we going to ever win the independents over? And do we ever have a plan? Do we ever get any direction? No. So that's what I have done as a 6th district chair. The first event I had was we invited Vivek Ramaswamy because he was that person that all these Democrats were interested in. I said, well, I did take a lot of heat for that. I said, no, this has nothing to do with who I support as for president, because everybody knows I'm a Trump loyalist. I said, this guy is going to bring Democrats into a room. It's not easy to bring Democrats into a room. And I brought him, and I had 130 Democrats who walked in to listen to him, and 107 of them are now Republicans. They're going to vote Republicans. All I say is do something different to be able to attract these people over to our side, because majority of minorities are very conservative, but they vote Democrat because we never reach out to them. So we have to have a plan. We have to have a strategy on how to actually convert them into becoming Republicans.
Now, you've said it a couple of times, and I absolutely agree with you 100%. You know, Einstein said the definition of insanity, keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And one thing I do want to bring up, because of the breaking news that Ronald Romney McDaniel reportedly, allegedly, is resigning as chair for the RNC. But most importantly, I want to talk about this civil war going on within the Michigan Republican Party. And I voted for, supported Christina Caramo. I mean, even though I wasn't a precinct delegate, my wife is, and many other patriots listening to the show went down, stayed at the state convention, got Christina Caramo elected, and she ran on basically doing things differently than Saul Anousis and Bobby Shostak and Laura Cox and Ron Weiser, because we've lost. Going all the way back most recently, 2018, when you got involved in the party, became a precinct delegate, Bill Schuette got his butt kicked, Whitmer got elected, Nestle Benson got elected, but yet we continue to do the same thing, raise millions and millions of dollars, wasting the money, not being, you know, cost-effective, return on investment like you know as a business owner how to do. And she said, you know what, it's time to do things differently. But I was really shocked to learn that you actually voted to remove Christina as chair. Why did you do that?
I have to say that it is not Christina. It is the chair of the MIGOP. I would say whoever was the chair at the time, I had to look at it from a business perspective. Every organization has to be run as a business. She walked in with not much experience in administration, but I hope that she will hire people to compensate for lack of experience.
Sure.
What happened was she ran on complete transparency, right? The power of the purse in the hands of state committee. Being on the state committee, I supported Christina. I donated to MIGOP for the first time only because I wanted to see her succeed. And I really was supporting her up until like 2 quarters into the administration, hoping that things will turn around and there will be something happening. Lack of transparency was something that I was kind of getting worried about, because why are you not being transparent? Especially that is the one thing that you ran on. Fundraising also was a big concern, because she had promised $50 million fundraising, that she was going to go to small businesses and do it. And then when people started calling her out on lack of fundraising, the reason that we were getting is that the cabal was keeping the donors away. Big donors were never part of the plan. You know, it was always supposed to be the 75,000 small businesses in the state that were supposed to donate. But I sit on Chamber of Commerce, and I haven't heard of any business getting called from this administration for fundraising. So that to me is like, why are we failing? Why are we not reaching out to small business, including my own business, right?
I mean, sure.
So why have we not done that when that was the plan? And why are we not being transparent? And the unauthorized one kind of bothered me a little bit too. But then when I looked it up, it was a month and a half after she became the chair, she signed up. I understand that she had probably a noble intention to reach out to nonpartisan groups. But the thing is, you already had too much on your plate. You really didn't have time to do the other stuff. So that thing, and there's several, I mean, being on state committee, you kind of are privy to a lot of things that all the delegates, yep, The lector does not have information too.
Sure.
And I do go to the source. I usually don't like talk about a problem with many other people, but I go to the source. And I did ask her. I said, why? I mean, Mackinac, when she pulled it off, I was super happy about her pulling it off, because I went and I sponsored a lot of people to go. And I was super happy. But then when I realized that we had to take out $110,000 loan to make that happen, we do not spend the money we do not have. You know, that is bad administration. That is where, like, you know, all of many things, like, you know, I can give you all the pointers that led me to make that decision. And again, it was not Christina. It was anybody that would have been in that position.
It
was from a business perspective. I looked at it and I said, we have an election to win. And we saw no plan and no vision. I was on the Good Neighbor Program subcommittee. We were not seeing anything happening on that. I kind of got worried. And then I said, well, in the interest of the party, I think I have to take a side. I could have stayed neutral, but then, you know, the leader in me would not, like, just sit on the fence. I said, I have to make a decision. What would I have done if it were a business?
Absolutely. Get it. Totally get it. I understand totally. But I do feel, though, that the media and the losers, I call them the losers, of Matt DiPerno, J.D. Glasser, and Scott Greenlee, immediately started, you know, the self-fulfilling prophecy statements that they made to Craig Mauger, the Detroit News, front page headlines. You know, she can't raise any money. What good is raising money when you're paying $800,000 for booze, you're leasing a dinosaur building on Seymour Street in Lansing, and you're hiring John Yab, a political consultant, to be consultant to the party, Strategic National in Grand Rapids, for $1 million+? I'm sorry. She's actually, if you look at the balance sheet that was presented in Houghton Lake on January 13th, I was there. Non-election year of 2021 versus non-election year of 2023, she's actually farther ahead than Ron Weiser was because of all her frugal not spending, wasting the donations. Farther ahead on the balance sheet than Ron Weiser was for the same non-election year. So I'd just like you to look at that. But last question real quick. Your website, HEMA4RNC.com, does that have most of your vision, most of your plans, like you're saying, for long-term benefit, growth, expansion of the Republican Party in the state of Michigan? Is it all there on your website?
It is all there. And that's against my campaign manager's wishes. And he's like, you can't do that, because if you go for re-election, they're going to hold you accountable. And I said, that is the point. They should hold me accountable. If I don't deliver on my promises, I should not get re-elected. So I'm very open about, you know, what my plan is. That's how I have been doing at my district level, being successful in fundraising. I want to replicate my success statewide.
Excellent. And I'm going to give out the phone number, which is on your palm card, so I know you don't mind me sharing. If you'd like to talk to HEMA directly, give her a call at 248. It's an Oakland County area code, 248-916-7120. Again, 248-916-7120. That's for precinct delegates only, especially the ones that plan to be with us down in Detroit on March 2nd. HEMA, I'm looking forward to meeting you down there in Detroit.
Likewise, Randy. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you having me on the show today. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Again, that's HEMA, like Himalayan Mountains, Kola Negridi. I may not be saying it totally right, but that's the best I can do. And again, her website, HEMA, H-I-M-A, the number 4RNC.com. For you precinct delegates, like to know more about her, give her a call, 248-916-7120. On the R Newsbreak, we'll be right back.